president.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise God. I want to say welcome to all of you who are live streaming this morning on this great Palm Sunday, the week before we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior and our King, which is the greatest day of all times. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I just want to give you a few minutes to log on and just give everybody a few minutes to come on this morning so I can say good morning from Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Praise God. And I especially want to say good morning to all of the Only Believe Kenton Church family. And I want you to know something, that you are filled with power. Amen. I always say good morning, or always say hello to God's man and woman of faith and power. And I declare that over each and every one of you this morning. I declare that we are a people that are filled with love, power, and sound minds, and that we do not have a spirit of fear. Amen. I declare that we are covered by the blood of Jesus and that we are protected, and it doesn't matter if there's a pandemic or not. For us that are God's, we always have a protection on us. Amen. And I tell you what, I believe that the Lord is in the midst of everything that's going on in this nation and this world. And I believe that this is a great time. This celebration of Jesus Christ is a great season for all of these things to be turned around. Amen. Wouldn't it be just amazing if God himself, during this time that we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, that he just lifts all of this stuff off of us and we can go back to living, but we give him honor and glory and declare who he is, because he is the only answer for the world. Amen? He's certainly our answer. And I tell you what, he's the answer for the world today. Amen? So let's just celebrate and worship, and let's just step into his presence, because it is because the Lord came, went, and was willing to go through the cross to give us life that we can stand and celebrate. Amen. So let's just rejoice in the Lord, and let's just lift up our hands and give him praise. And I tell you what, I pray that in our homes, worship is becoming more free. I pray that in our homes, the presence of God is being felt. And I just want to stand with you this morning and rejoice in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We're going to sing this morning. I know you're in your living room, your car, wherever you're at. Just join us this morning.
The joy and the
My song is my trial.
Silencing believe in you. The only God of miracles.
Woo! Hallelujah! Some of y'all need to shout in your house right now. Amen. He is the God of miracles, and there's nothing. There is nothing impossible with him. We're not just talking about the crisis that's going on. Whatever's going on in your life. Amen. We can't just focus on one thing and forget about you. Listen, God has got you. Amen. There is nothing. There is nothing. There is nothing that's impossible with him. He is the God of miracles. Greater is he. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. There is nothing that can get their claws in me and their hands in me, because greater is he that is inside of me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. Woo!
Come down, Lord, like never.
Clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you what, the presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. And if the presence of the Lord is here and he's here, I know he's with you right where you're at. Amen. I'm telling you, I've just been believing God for his presence to saturate our homes, saturate our workplaces, just saturate our lives and just bring his blessing into us. Amen. This is such an amazing season that we are entered into. Amen? Amen. And I tell you what, for me, I believe that this is bringing us full circle round to what is most important in life. You know, we have had all this busyness up till now, and our lives have been slowed down for a season. And in the middle of this, what I really hope it does is turn everybody to what is most important, because the Lord is still with us. Amen. And his presence is an open door to just getting your life where it needs to be. Blessing can come upon you. The goodness of God is coming upon us even now. I tell you what, miracles are happening right now. Lives are being turned around. I believe people are turning to the Lord even as we share this morning. People are being saved and people are being turned and situations are being turned around. For our good. Amen.
Amen. There's a misconception going on out there that the Lord brought this to judge his people. That's wrong.
No.
The Lord makes it rain on the just and on the unjust. That's how just our God is. Amen.
Amen.
He doesn't bring any. Don't think he's tempting us.
Amen.
That the Lord doesn't come this way. He doesn't tempt this way.
No.
He doesn't. He is here to heal, set free, and deliver.
Yep. Amen.
That is who our God is.
The Bible says that only good and perfect gifts cometh down from the Lord above. Amen. I tell you what, whenever you see something sinister happening, I want you to know something, that it's the enemy trying to take us away from where we need to be with God. Amen?
And I hear somebody say, and I know this isn't in your notes, but you know, you have to go with what you... Sorry, I'm just going to go with it. But I hear somebody say, then how did this all come? If he's such a good God, then why is this even here?
Mm-hmm.
Because man has choices.
Amen.
And man has chosen wickedness over God.
Amen. Amen.
Because wickedness reigns in some people's heart, there's things that are allowed to come on the earth. If every man that lives on the face of this earth that is called by the name of the Lord would bow, would humble themselves, would repent.
Amen.
If every person on this in this earth would live the way God said to live, we would see none of this.
Amen.
But we have wicked ways going on out there.
Amen.
And that's what we have to repent for.
Amen.
That we've turned away from God, that we've put other things above God, that we've had idols in our lives.
Amen.
Above God. Even Christians that sit inside of a church, pastors that preach in pulpits, evangelists that teach, have put other, I'm not limiting to just the people, it's all of us. Have put other things above God.
Amen.
Like, I'm not happy about any of this that's going on. Trust me, we miss you. Oh, we miss you.
Amen.
We cannot wait till we're back together.
And we will be back together.
I'm not usually the emotional one and all that stuff, but I'm telling you, I got a little emotion today.
Amen.
I just want to tell you that all of your rock stars have been pulled down.
Mm.
All of your basketball stars have been put into a place. All of your baseball stars put into a place. All your MMA fighters put to a place, soccer, whatever it is, all the movies that are out there at the movie theaters. Nope, can't go now. Everything that has been distracting, everything that we thought was so grand and so great. And some people out there say, nope, I never thought that. No, I believe that there is a sect of people that never thought that.
Amen.
But any of us can get caught up in this world
and
do things. Listen, I'm not trying to to point you out, or I'm not trying to make you feel bad. Amen. I'm trying to show you that God is using an opportunity for us to focus on Him and Him alone. Hallelujah. Amen. And to put Him back as the only God of our life. That He is the only one that sits on the throne room of our life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. His is the only voice that can make us turn from the left or turn from the right. His is the only voice that gives us direction that we will move on.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Listen. Hallelujah. I miss you.
Yes, amen.
So
we miss
you.
Be praying.
Desperately. Have faith like never before so we can come together quicker. Amen.
Amen.
Because we're the answers to this.
Amen.
His people called by His name, doing what they're supposed to do.
Amen. Amen.
Praying and seeking God, humbling ourselves, repenting for this nation, and knowing that He's the God that's going to deliver us. Amen.
Amen.
Being
praise
on our
God.
Knees.
Hallelujah.
So we need to do our job so we can see each other again.
Amen, amen.
And so that these people that are infected, these people that are having issues, the people that are in a crisis, a financial crisis getting ready to come up because of being off of work so long, that this all goes away in the name of Jesus.
Amen. You know, I think that we need to remember at this time more than ever that the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, turn from wicked ways and begin to pray, God will hear from heaven, amen, and He will heal our land. I tell you what, I have believed since the president ordained a national day of prayer a couple Sundays ago, I have believed that this pandemic is in a turnaround process, amen? And I tell you what, it would not surprise me at all as we celebrate this Sunday and next Sunday being the time that we symbolically celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, that if things just don't break and come to a full turnaround where God just shows who He is, amen? Because He's the God of salvation, He's the God of healing, and He is the answer for this world, every man,
amen?
He's the God of miracles, and He's the God of answers. Every time that something happens on the face of this earth, He is our rescue point, amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well,
praise
if you've got prayer requests, we just ask you to send those in. We'll make sure that we get those to Pastor. We're praying over them during the service too.
Amen.
So we're immediately hitting out with prayer. And also we bring them to Pastor so we as a congregation, as a body of Christ, can pray over it together. So if you're out there and you're reading this stuff, you let them know. Let your brother, your sister know that you're praying for them. You've got them.
Amen.
Tell people
praise
hello.
God.
Just respond to your brother and sister out there, because this is the connection we have right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
So connect. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so then after the service is over, just as a heads up, about a half hour after service is over, a little bit more, be looking at Facebook, because we're going to go out to the new building and we're going to go out there and say hello to you from out there and show you all the progress that's happening
praise
out there.
Hallelujah.
We're excited about it.
Amen.
And have a few people that you haven't seen for a while say hello to you.
Amen.
So we've got a small crew here. We're less than 10. We meet criteria. We've made sure that we've met the criteria. So we're going to just let them say hello to you. They miss you. Oh my gosh, every time they come in here, Phil and I have to hear it every single time.
Amen.
We're with them. Yes. We're saying amen. We miss them too.
We miss you guys too. Yeah. We really do. And we are so thankful that God has brought us together as a church family. Amen. And I want to remind you that the building is coming together and is still being put together for us. Amen. And I want you to know that this separation is only for a temporary time. So with that being said, I want to remind you that we still are asking you, and we know that you are faithful, but we're still taking tithes and offerings into the kingdom, because that is a part of our promises that God has given us. Amen? And we know that the Bible says that when you give, it's given back to you, shaken together. And I tell you what, at a time like this, the church needs to be giving even more so, because I tell you what, our faith is not going to be shaken. Amen? And we're not going to stop doing what we know to do because of fear or because of doubt, because I'm telling you that tithes and offerings is an open door where the Lord says that when you are tithing, He opens up the windows of heaven. Amen? And I will tell you something that I've already heard testimonies of people saying, well, I work a week and then I don't work a week, but the week I don't work, I'm still getting paid. I've had people who were thinking that of all places they wouldn't be working, and they're working. And I'll also tell you this, so far from my understanding, people have been well protected and this disease has not come upon people that we know or people that are a part of the church. And I tell you what, I believe that God has divine intervention for us. And I want us as people to know and believe that even when we do have to go places, if we have to go to the store, if we're doing a good deed for somebody, I want you to believe the Bible. And the Lord says that he will protect us, amen, from diseases and those types of things. So let's just be people filled with faith, amen? And I'm just going to take a minute and pray for you guys and remind you that there are three ways to give. You can go on our website and find out how you can still give your tithes and offerings, because it is going to be soon that we're back together, amen? And I tell you what, sooner than we believe, we're going to be in our brand new building, amen? And so we just want God to be exalted in all the things we do, because we know that there's coming a turnaround to this season of separation, and we're going to be joined back together celebrating our Lord like we have never celebrated before. Amen? Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray, God, over people's tithes and offerings, Father. And Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness, Father. I thank you, Lord, that because they've already been faithful in tithing and giving, God, they're already even now seeing your provision, Father God, where you make a way even where there seems to be no way, Father. And Lord, that you empower us as a church and as people to reach out and help others, God. And Lord, we just declare your glory. And Father, I thank you that as people tithe and give offerings, Father, it's going to be given back to them, pressed down, shaken together, running over with good measure. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I am going to go ahead at this time, and I am just going to join with you in taking communion this morning. Amen. And this is Palm Sunday, and we're definitely going to take communion next Sunday, but I just feel like we should just take communion this morning. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to get some things together there in your house. And let me tell you something, even if you have bread and water or bread and juice, I want you to get it, because this is a symbolic offering of faith. Amen. And we, by faith, are going to go ahead and get ready. I'm going to get ready for communion right here. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I tell you what I think we're going to do is I'm going to have the few folks that are with us, I think I'm going to have them come up here and stand with me. Amen. Huh? And we're going to keep some social distance between us, but we are going to go ahead. And I tell you what, I hope and pray that this brings a little bit of connection to each and every one of us, because it is all of us here that still want to be with you and interact with you, and it's the people that help us do worship and those types of things. And I just want to read to you in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it says in verse 23, "For I've received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And I want you to remember that during this time, Jesus was laying his last words into his disciples. And he was challenging them, just like we want to do when we symbolically take and eat of this bread. It is by faith that we're making a statement that we're living as Christians. We have given our life to God. We've picked up our cross, and we are following after him faithfully in honor of the work he did on the cross, in honor of him giving his life, and in honor of the fact that he's going to return one day, and we want to be with him, and we're ready. So right now, you know, let's just eat this bread and give him thanks. And then it says that after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in the remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. You know, we symbolically take of this cup in remembrance of the blood that Jesus shed to set all of us free and to bring us into salvation and to give us freedom from death, hell, and the grave. And right now, this morning, as we symbolically drink it again, we are showing forth our faith. We're making an outward a statement of what we're doing in our hearts and how we're picking up our cross and following him. And we're just going to drink communion in the name of the Lord. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, we declare your glory, God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we have symbolically taken these things in remembrance of the work you did and the willingness to go to the cross for all of us, your people, Father. And Lord, we stand as Christians. We live for you, God. We keep our convictions before you, Father. And Lord, we declare your glory and thank you, God, for what you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you ahead of time that next week we're going to take communion again on Easter Sunday. Amen. So that way maybe you can have time to be prepared to have communion right there in your home with us. Amen. I think that it's been an important thing to do communion because it just brings us together for a few moments of intimacy as we are following and searching out our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now, you know, I just want to start just for a moment with just bringing some things together. And I want to remind you that in no way, shape, or form are we not meeting together as a church because we're afraid of anything. Amen? We're not meeting because we want to give honor to the authorities over us, but we know that this is soon going to be lifted and we're going to be back together. Amen? And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the fact that the Lord is a healing God. Amen? In fact, if someone called me and by chance they did have a case of the coronavirus, I would pray for them. And I tell you what's going to happen. They would be supernaturally healed. Amen. The Lord is above this disease. He has the name that's above all names. And you know, as we get ready to go into this Easter weekend, this holy week where we should be reverently thinking about all that the Lord has done for us, I definitely want to think upon this, that we have been talking about how we can be complete and how we are safe in the Lord. And I just want to bring you to these points again about where and how much. And you know what? I believe that there are people who are watching today who are going to get saved. I believe that we're going to have some people tune in that are in fear or that are wondering or that are backslidden or maybe have never believed at all. But I'm telling you that after today, you're going to hear this message and you're going to believe. And it says in John chapter 1, I'm going to begin to read in verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. And who is the light that he's bearing witness of? He's bearing witness of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And this is what's critical here. I want you to hear this. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. I want you to know something. That even though you might be breathing and alive today, if you have not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, your light is dim. And I'm telling you that until you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you cannot become complete into who God expected you to be. Amen? And I want you to know something. Who is supposed to be saved and what men are called to have the Lord light their light? I tell you what, every single man and woman on the face of the earth, the Bible says that it's the will of God that every man would be saved. You know, if every man was saved and if every woman was saved, I tell you what, the world would be a whole lot different than it is right now. Amen? But I tell you what, for the church and for the people that are saved, your prayers and your faith is enough to make a difference in the entire world. Amen? And I want us to join together and know that the Lord Jesus is our salvation. I want you to know that you can be a good person. I want you to know that you can work hard. I want you to know that you might be able to keep a job and you might not have addictions going wild in your life. But I tell you what, if you are not saved, you are living in a shadow of what the full potential of life is supposed to be for you. Amen? He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as he has received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. See, I want you to know just how easy it is, and I want you to know, where does the power lie for you to be saved? You know, I hear lots of people say, well, if God is going to save me, then he's going to have to do it. And, well, I just don't know if I believe. That's the problem. You have to make the decision that by faith, you're going to believe that Jesus Christ came as Lord and Savior. And by faith, you're going to stir up and you're going to be stirred in your heart to say, God, if you're real, I believe that Jesus came and went to the cross for me, and I want you to change my life. And based upon you being willing to believe in your heart, the power of God will come upon you, and the Holy Ghost will transform you and regenerate you. And I tell you what, once you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, let me tell you something, you will know he's real. And I tell you what, nobody can turn you away from it. Nobody will be able to take it away from you. I tell you what, that you can ask Christians today, you know, why do you believe? And they will just tell you, because I have received Jesus as Lord and Savior, and my life has not been the same since, and I know it's real. And you will know that the Lord is with us. Amen? He gave us power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I tell you what, it tells us in the book of John that a man is born again when he receives Jesus Christ through faith. Amen? And I tell you what, that is what God wants us to do, receive him by faith. Amen? I want you to know that Luke 5, 1 through about 10 or 12, we were reading a couple weeks back, and it says that the Lord was going along, and he just went to men in a ship, and he asked them to use their ship. And then he gave them a chance to become fishers of men. And I tell you what, there's no telling how many boats that Jesus walked by before he came upon Peter, but he found Peter. Amen? And I want you to know something, that you can feel confident that no matter how long you've been living your life, God is looking for you, and he will find you, and he can help you through salvation. Amen? I want you to know that God is with us. Amen? And the Lord wants to bring us into those places that we are meant to be a part of. Amen? I want to go to the book of Matthew. And I want to look in Matthew chapter 28. And in verse 18, I want to just read to you for a minute, because it says, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. You know what, believers? I just want to challenge you a little bit this morning. I just want to challenge you this morning to believe that all power has been given unto Jesus, and therefore power is available in your life. You know, sometimes I believe that as mothers and fathers, as grandparents, and just people that have friends and family that we're believing God for, that sometimes if we're not careful, we don't believe that all power has been given to pass through us and touch lives. But I will tell you that your prayers, your faith, and who you are is enough to bring people to Jesus. Amen? I tell you what, that some of us have children and siblings and people that we're believing God for. I want you to know something. Don't give up, and make sure that you do your part to teach and to go into the nations and into the parts of the world that you are a part of. I want you to know something. Pastor Philip cannot go into your world all the time. I want you to know something. I'm never going to go into the world of your workplace. I might not ever come to your home. I might not ever be able to go into the places that you frequent or to the relatives that you go and visit and the people that you're around. And I want you to know that it is in you. Look what it says here. Go ye therefore, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I want you to know something, that the light that is in you, the Bible says that who would have a light and put it under a bushel? No. The light of the Holy Ghost who's brought you into salvation and caused you to be born again. I want you to know the light that is in you is enough. The light that is in you will touch other people's lives. I want you to know that if someone is sick around you right now, there's power in your prayer to help them be healed. Amen? I tell you what, the Bible says that if you ask anything in the name of Jesus, he will do it. Amen? And I want you to know right now, even as I'm preaching this message, that there's power poured out upon you whereby which you can use your faith and you're going to see God do great things for you. Amen? He says that you go, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. I want to just challenge you today to remind yourself that the Lord is with you always. Amen? I want you to know something, that whether you are having the best time of your life or whether you are stricken with challenge right now, I want you to have a confidence that the Lord is with you always. Amen? He's always with you. He's not leaving you. He's never going to forsake you. And right now, even in the middle of your battle, look up and get your faith stirred up, because God is with you. Amen? I tell you what, the Lord is going to help you come through this time that we're sitting in, no matter what's going on around you. I promise you right now that the Lord says, go and know that I am with you always, even to the end of the world. I thank God that he's with us to the end of the world. Amen? Because I will tell you that one thing we do know, the end of the world is going to come sometime. Now, I don't know when it's going to come, but I tell you what, we as Christians are going to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Lord is coming. And when he's coming, we're going to look up and we're going to shout, because we are going to be ready for the Lord's return. Amen? And I tell you what, that's why the end of the world is not a scary place for us. It's not a scary thing for us. It's not something for us to have fear about. We can have joy about the end of the world, because all it means for us is that we're going to be transformed and caught up. Amen? We're going to get to go to heaven, and we're going to be restored to family that's already went to heaven before us. And we're going to be eternally with the Lord. Amen? I want you to know something, that you are eternal right now. Oh, yeah. You're supernatural right now. You are an eternal being right now. If you've been saved and you are filled with God and you have been saved, that you are eternal right now, and the Lord has great things in store for you. Amen? I want to just tell you that God is with us always, and he's always going to be with you in every day of your life. Amen? That's why we can count it all joy when we fall into situations that are difficult, because the Lord is with us. That's why we never have to doubt God's goodness. Amen? That's why when we get up every day, we can rejoice that this is the day that the Lord has made, because God is with us. Amen? And if he has made this day, he has put provision in it to meet every need. Amen? I want you to know something, that only you are the one that could doubt that every day God is looking and expecting to be a part of your life. See, if you never forget that God is expecting to be a part of your everyday life, you will never fall short of seeing his goodness come upon you. Amen? Because you'll reach out to him, you'll ask him, and he will be absolutely faithful to you. Amen? I want to go with you in the book of Colossians this morning, and this is where we're going to spend some time reading out of Colossians, and I just want to start in Colossians chapter 6. It says, which has come unto you as it is in all the world. And, I want to be in Colossians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad to know that even though I'm on live stream, I still make the same mistakes I do when you're sitting with us every week. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're going to read out of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. It says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. You know what, people? What does that mean? If you have received the Lord, so walk you in him. You know what? When you have received the Lord, remember that the Lord says he's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You know there is a boldness that you should walk in as a Christian that is not cockiness, that's not being full of yourself. There's a boldness that you should walk in because you're not bragging or boasting that you are some great thing, but you should walk in a realm of boldness and power because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know something. We need to walk in his authority. Listen, we do have the answers. People might not know it. The people you work with might not know it. But I tell you what, God is going to show them. And eventually, people are going to come to you for answers. And I don't want you to be shy. I don't want you to be backwards. I want to remind you that the Lord says that when people come and ask of you something, the Holy Ghost is going to give you the words to speak. Amen? I want you to know something. The Bible says here, as you have therefore received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk ye in him. You know what? There should be a boldness in you and your faith. You should not be ashamed of Jesus Christ. And people ask you, why are you not afraid of this? Why are you not afraid of this? You should be able to tell them, because Jesus is my Lord. And listen, my Lord will protect me. My Lord will keep me. And even when I go through tribulation, my Lord will deliver me. You have received the Lord. Walk ye in it. Amen. Be bold about it. It says, be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. I tell you what, Christians, you should be a rejoicing people. You should be a people that are stirred up because you are rooted and built up in him. Now, what that means is that you got to be a person that is studied to show yourself approved. See, there's a reason why you should have a confidence. There's a reason why you should have a boldness, because you have studied, you have prayed, you have used your faith. You know where you're at. You've asked God to lead you, to guide you. You're where you belong. You're part of the church that God has led you to. You're part of the work that God has led you to. You're doing things that you know that God has brought you to. Be rooted and grounded in him. Make sure that you have a prayer life. Make sure that you have a praise life. Make sure that you're studying to show yourself approved and that you're not on your own in anything that you do, but you are rooted and built up in him. And that you are established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You know what? You should be so established in the faith that you never doubt that you're going to heaven. I want you to know something. You have a right as a Christian to walk so with God that you can be boldly, profoundly convinced that you are going to heaven, even if, and we don't hope this for you, praise God, we want you to live long. I want you to live all 120 years that is promised us. You know, I tell you what, I like to tell Christians, quit thinking about getting to 60 and 65 and retiring. You actually still have 40 more, 50 more years of life. Amen. Well, praise the name of the Lord, because the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 that the Lord, or chapter 6, that the Lord will not always strive with man, and that we can live 120 years on this earth. Let me tell you something. Even though I have a few gray hairs, I want you to know something. Half of my life hasn't been lived yet. I still have a lot of time. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And what I want you to do today, and what I want you to understand about this, is that you should be so confident in your salvation that you are not afraid that if something happened and you were gone tomorrow, that tomorrow you would be in heaven. Amen. I want you to know something. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's why we are so excited to be celebrating Easter Sunday next week, because we have an absolute confidence in the very fact that Jesus came, died, rose again, and because of what he did on the cross, we have an absolute relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen? And we know that if we were absent from the body, we'd be present with the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Rejoice in him. Be glad about these things. It says right here in the scripture, it says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Christians, I want to definitely, especially today, oh my goodness, with everything that's going on, with what the media has to say, listen to me. I love science. I love mathematics. I love all of these things that man has learned. I love technology. But let me tell you something. If it was not God's grace and mercy releasing intuition into men, we wouldn't have anything that we get to live out of. We wouldn't have the homes, we wouldn't have buildings, we wouldn't have cars, we wouldn't have technology, we would not have airplanes and all this comfort that we give as people that we have today. Listen to me. Without God, none of those things could be possible. But I want you to know something, that because God's grace has been so good to us, never let us become a people that doubt God himself. I want you to know something, that I want to make sure that you never allow the traditions of men, and you never allow philosophy and vain things, just astrology or anything else, to ever get you thinking something different than the simplicity of the gospel. The simplicity of the gospel is that for God so loved the world. Amen? Let's never forget that God so loved the world, that Jesus Christ is our answer. He has always been the answer, and he will be the answer. I want you to know something, that if by the grace of God we live to 2,200, praise the name of the Lord, I don't care what the year is, I don't care what the date is, the same Bible, the same God, the same Savior is going to rule in the future as they rule today. Amen? I think it's amazing that the Bible even declares that even the worlds to come, even the things that we don't know yet, the Lord our God is going to be the ruler of even those things. Amen? Jesus has the preeminence of all things, of what we know now and what we will know in the future. It says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen? And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. I want you to know something. We are complete in the Lord. Amen? Listen, your completion is not coming through any other thing. I want to remind you that the Bible says that if a man would gain the whole world and lose his soul, then I tell you what, that he had gained nothing. Amen? In other words, you can be a billionaire, but if you don't have Jesus, that billionaire status means absolutely nothing. I want you to know something, that even right now, there are some people that were popular, whether it was in sports, whether it was in the news media, whether it was in business or some professional actors. There are people that were in these high-profile places when I was a young boy, amen? I can think back to 5, 10, 12. Sometimes it amazes me, because when I hear a name, I will remember, oh, boy, I have forgotten about that person for the last 20 years until the name was brought up. Because really what it means is that their works that they did on this earth, except for what they would do for the Lord, and unless they gave their heart to the Lord, their works are already diminishing in value. Amen? And I want you to know something, that we need to make sure that we remember that the most important thing we do as Christians is we have salvation to keep us. Amen? Whew. And you are complete in him. I want you to know that some of you out there that are listening right now, I just feel like somebody's watching today that might be filled with fear. I want you to know, I feel like someone's watching that has anxiety and that's full of discouragement. And I want you to know that sometimes you have empty places and you just feel empty and you feel incomplete. And I want you to know why. Because you are never going to be complete until you fully surrender to God. And I want to speak to you right now that sometimes as Christians, you know, we'll get started and we'll give so much to the Lord, but then we have our own boundaries that we keep God from. And I want you to know something. There's going to be an element of uneasiness. There's going to be anxiety in your life until you give yourself fully to God. Because in Him is when we are complete. Amen? We're made complete in Him. And I want you to know something, that He is the head of all principality and power. I want you to know something. Even though the devil may be at work right now in the world, he's going to come to nothing. His actions are going to come to nothing because our Lord and Savior is going to overtake anything the enemy has done. Because the Bible says, taste and see that our God is good. Amen? And whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Jesus, of circumcision of Christ. Amen? You know what? Let the Lord circumcise us from sin today. Let's make certain that we turn our heart to the Lord fully, that we keep no areas hidden from Him, that we keep no agendas above our Lord, and let's just submit ourselves to Him completely, because in Him we're complete and we're going to have peace. Amen? Buried with Him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God who has raised Him from the dead. I want you to know something. When we are saved, when we are baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, we are resurrected as brand new people. Amen? And I want you to know, and I want to remind you, that you are a new creature because of the goodness of God. I want to remind you today that you are living out of His grace and out of His faith. And even though you're in this world, you're not part of this world. Amen? I want to remind each and every one of us that even though we live in this world, we're not a part of this world and we're not bound and subject to this world. Amen? You have got to remember that even though the world might be in fear, you don't have to be in fear. You've got to remember that even though the world might come to the place where they don't have answers, you have answers. And I want you to know that I want you to believe God beyond the provision of this natural world. Amen? I tell you what, your faith and your confidence is not in your job. Your faith and confidence is in our Lord Jesus Christ, who's our true provider. Amen? The Lord will make a way even when there seems to be no way. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. You know, it's a great thing to know that we have been forgiven. Amen? It is an amazing thing to know that our God has made a way for us. Amen? I tell you what, the wages of sin is death, but for us who have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the only thing that we have to look forward to is life, and life more abundantly. Amen? The blood of Jesus and the work He did on the cross is bigger than anything we could ever do as an individual. Amen? And I tell you what, because of His saving grace and His love and His mercy, we have a story to tell and a joy that's full of glory. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As it's blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. My goodness. When Jesus went to the cross, isn't it great to know that He took all of your wrongs that you have done and He's put them on that cross, and now you have a right to come unto salvation, come unto His grace, and come under forgiveness, and make sure that you shake off your past. Amen? Now, just because we talk about the Lord nailing all of our transgressions to the cross, that does not give you a right to sin. Amen? In fact, the Bible says that God forbid that now that grace has been poured up out on us, we don't continue sin. Amen? I want you to know something, and I want to be bold in this in telling you that you do not have a sin nature now that you're a Christian. Let me tell you something. Now that you're a Christian, the sin nature is so broken off of you that now it should be a rarity that we find you in sin. Amen? And I tell you what, when we do find ourselves in sin and transgression, there is a way that the Lord will help us to escape that. Amen? So those natures that take us back into the realm of the flesh and those natures that are sinful, I'm telling you that they've been broken off of you since you received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You know, there's a bad doctrine that we've had for many years, and that many years of bad doctrine is, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, I want you to know, you once were a sinner, but now that you're saved by grace, you are a brand new creature in Christ. Amen? Old things are passed away. Everything has become new. And now you have a right to live after purity. You have a right to live after holiness, by which the Bible says, without which no man shall see God. And I want you to know something, that holiness is not just required for you to see God and take you to heaven, but I want you to know something, holiness being a part of your life is going to allow you to see more of the miraculous of God in this life on the earth. Amen? When we live in holiness and when we live purified from sin and we are giving our honest effort, our best effort every day to live for God and to live His way, then I'm telling you, that you will see God manifesting Himself in your life on a regular basis. Amen? So let's make sure that we're a people that stay focused on the fact that the Lord needs us to live holy. Amen? Not only does He need us to live holy, we've been empowered to live holy. It's not just something that we hope to be able to do. It is something that we've been empowered to do. Remember, the first thing that we were told when I started preaching today was that we need to know that we have received Christ and we're going to walk in Him. Amen? And one day that we walk in the Lord, one way that we really manifest our salvation is that we're no longer a slave to sin. Amen? We are empowered by God to live the way God would have us live. Amen? It says here, having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Amen. I tell you what, we're going to teach more about that next week, but I want you to know something. Jesus was not shy in how He made an open show of the work of darkness. Amen? He resurrected from the grave, and when He came out in power. He came out in authority. Amen? And I want you to know that Jesus didn't just go to heaven quietly. No, no, no. He was 40 days on this earth. Amen? He was 40 days on this earth after He resurrected, appearing and showing Himself to people and letting people know that He had taken over death, hell, and the grave, and He had taken the authority out of Satan's hand and He had restored it back to where it belonged. Amen? And I want you to know something, that Jesus has made a way by which now you get to live under His authority and grace. Amen? The devil has no right to rule and reign in your life. Listen, I will tell you something. If you're a Christian and I hear you speak more about the devil than you do God, I get concerned. Because I'm telling you that you are going to have challenges in life. You are going to have tribulations, but that is not what should be your focus. Your focus should be that your Father in heaven, through the blood of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Ghost, is recovering, conquering, and making a way for you every day. Amen? I want you to know that the Bible says that you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I'll be glad when we're all back together so I can move around a little more. Hallelujah. I'm sick of not being able to walk between the aisles and get to spit on you every now and then. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I got to make sure that I stay in the camera's angle. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to go real quick with you just for a few minutes, and I want to look at the book of John. Amen. And I want to go to John chapter 19. And, I want to look at something here because I want to just get you ready for next weekend. And Jesus was on the cross. And it says in verse 28, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, wow, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it into his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. I want you to know something today, people. You can have a confidence that it is finished. Amen. I want you to know something, that life should calm down for you. Fears should calm down for you. Discouragement should calm down for you. Because I want you to know that the Lord, when he went to the cross, finished the work that you need to have your life justified, to have your life saved, and to have your life fulfilled. And I want you to know something, that Jesus is not discrediting this life that we live now. He said in the book of Mark chapter 10, 28 through 30, you can read there. He says, now in this life, we should have 100-fold. I want you to know something, that the Lord expects for you and your wife to have 100-fold of blessing be upon your life. The Lord expects for you and your children to have 100-fold of blessing to be upon their life. The Lord expects us to have relationships, peace. He expects us to have joy. He expects us to see righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what God has an expectation. Now in this life, I want you to know something, that the Bible says that the hand of the Lord is not short, that he cannot save. I want you to know something, that it is finished, folks. That the Lord wants you to be blessed on this earth, but he says that even though he will provide 100-fold for you now in this life, that he will also provide eternal life in the life to come. Amen? I want you to know that that's powerful, that's exciting, and it's something that we should grab a hold of. It is finished. I want you to know something. All your worries and all your fears, if you will put them in the Lord's hands today, they're finished. I want you to know something. All your doubts, all your stresses, if you will put them in the Lord's hands today, they're finished. Amen? I tell you what, the addictions in your life, they can be finished today. Amen? I want you to know something. The things that hold you back, they can be finished right now because Jesus already completed the work for you. Won't you reach out and receive him? Won't you reach out and let the Lord be the Lord and Savior of your life? Won't you just call upon the name of the Lord? Just call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Amen? I tell you what, I just want to take a few minutes and I just want to pray for you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory, God. We just exalt you, Father. We just exalt you, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We just declare, God, that for us who have received you, it is finished, Father God. That we can put our trust in you. We can rest in you, God. We can look to you, God. And we can have confidence in who you are, Father God. And Lord, we just declare your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Krista, we are praying for your grandmother right now. Aw, she's fell and she's in a lot of pain. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, first of all, God, we curse this sudden impact from this fall, this injury, God. And God, we curse arthritis, Lord God. Father, that these things would be coming out of her in Jesus' name. Lord, we loose the working of miracles and healing to flow in her, God. That pain would go and that she would be comforted. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And Lord, we pray, God, for this son, Father God, that Lord, his heart would change, God. Lord, that somehow you'd come upon him, Father God, and you would show him your goodness, Father God. Let him see the hand of the Lord, Father God. And I pray for salvation. I pray for a quick turnaround, God. And Lord, that he'd be sold out for you, Father God. And I declare it in Jesus' name. Amen.
And that promise is, Lord God, that her and her seed shall be saved.
Amen.
We stand upon that seed with her in agreement that her and her seed will be saved in Jesus' name.
Amen. And Jim, we pray for your granddaughter, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. That right now at this turning point in her life, Father God, that she would turn towards you, Father God. Lord, that you would rescue her and help her, Father. And again, the seed of the righteous shall be saved, Father God. Lord, just open her eyes and open her heart, God, and let her turn towards you in Jesus' name. Amen. And Shannon, we pray, God, for your friends. Hallelujah. That God, right now in this situation where there's no brain activity, Father, that somehow supernaturally, God, you would come into this situation, God, yes. And you would do a miracle, God, yes. And you would turn this around, God. And Lord, for this family, somehow in the midst of this situation, God, they'd be drawn to you, yes. And they'd turn toward you, God. And we pray for this other friend where they have found cancer in her body. We curse cancer in Julie's body, God, and we ask you, Lord, to just supernaturally guide her through this process to supernatural healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, we pray for safety as Kansas drives to Ohio. Hallelujah. And God, I just pray blessing over her, God. I just pray, God, that your goodness would be upon her. And Lord, we just thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Jim, God, that in the middle of this hard work schedule, Father, where others are not working, here he's been working a day straight upon end. And Lord, I pray that you would strengthen him, Father. And God, I just pray, God, that all pain in his knee and in his back would come out, that he'd be free of back pain, Father. And Lord, that you would just strengthen him in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just declare your glory and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, there's
praise another God.
That just came in.
Hallelujah. Aw. Now, Father, we pray for Carol's family, Father God. Yes. Lord, that you would put peace and grace upon them, Father God. And Lord, while this grandfather is sick, God, that you would just strengthen this family, God, and that you would just bless them and keep them, Father. And Lord, I just declare your goodness and your grace, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So what are we doing for Easter, for we're having a good service, Good Friday service at 6 o'clock.
Amen.
Amen. But it's going to be different. It's just going to be at our homes. We're just going to come to you and just put up a reminder of what it is and celebrate him. We're going to do communion that night as well. So have communion ready, and then we're come together on Easter morning, sunrise service at 8:30. No, we've had a break. It's been so nice. Your worship team's been excited. Only
amen,
for that alone.
Amen, amen.
But at 8:30, and then we'll have our regular service at 10.
Amen.
Amen. And then we will just celebrate Jesus.
Amen.
Just because we are not able to get out doesn't mean that we don't celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection.
Amen. Amen.
The one who brought us life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We want to thank you for joining us, and remember that we're getting ready to go out to the building, the new building.
Yes.
We're going to go live in about 20, 25 minutes, give or take some. And I just want to say, Jeannie, you're watching. I think I saw you this morning driving.
Amen.
I can't tell you how excited I got just to see your face.
Amen.
Hey, that was Jeannie. So we're going to give you more faces to see of your family.
Amen.
Other than just ours. We love you, and we will talk to you soon.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.